approach it then? I mean, this is your first time here. Dave's been here. I was talking to Cam yesterday. He said Dave has really helped you along since you got here. Can you talk a little bit about, you know, what he's done for you and Pounce and those guys?
I mean, you know, obviously, you know, Pounce is sort of the enforcer, you know, the offensive line room. He's the one that's given a high standard for everybody. But for me personally, David DeCastro has shown me how to be a professional, you know, and obviously he's a great friend. I have a lot of respect, you know, for who he is as a person. I trust his judgment. And I think in today's, you know, day and age, it's very difficult to find someone like that. So I'm very fortunate to have him as a close friend. But then from a professional standpoint, the way he approaches the game is probably the most ambitious and, goal-related, player that I've met. I mean, he really is, somebody who doesn't, cut any loose corners. He's always focused on the task at hand. He has no priorities other than getting better, and so his humble approach to the game, has rubbed off on me, and for me to learn how to play from someone like David DeCastro is an honor and a privilege.
So obviously you had discipline when you came to the NFL, but what specifically did Dave show you how to be a pro as a football player? Just
The mental aspect of the game, mentally is very challenging to play football because, there's a whole entire fan base that is criticizing your work. There's a lot of media that's also criticizing your work, and so to be mentally strong as a player is something very difficult, especially for offensive linemen. It's something that a coach sometimes can help you do, and sometimes, something doesn't come natural. It didn't come natural to me, so his mental approach to the game shows a lot of maturity, shows a lot of, philosophical values that I feel very attracted to in terms of his outlook on life and what he wants to get out of the game. And so, again, for me to be able to learn from him is always an honor and a pleasure.
Now that you're a couple of weeks removed from what was an entertaining wild season, what do you think that this team learned from that experience that they can apply to next year?
I mean, I think that, you can't say that the distractions had an effect on our season when we went 13-3, and most of the distractions happened, during the season. I think it was a disappointing season because, the way we lost, it was not expected. Obviously, there's always going to be media surrounding every single, thing that we do if we don't accomplish our goals or the expectations that, the writers in Vegas have on the Steelers. But at the end of the day, it's X's and O's on the field, and we did not execute as a team. And so it's a good opportunity to be here at the Pro Bowl and learn about some of the same mistakes that other teams have made, whether it's schematics or physical preparation, and try to incorporate it in our routine so that we don't make the same mistakes.
Is it a little bittersweet to be here as a result? It's just such a different atmosphere.
No, it really isn't, because as soon as I, glance at the TV, I'm going to see a Philadelphia Eagles logo or a Patriots logo, and it's going to burn me inside. The Super Bowl is what everybody wants to have here. If you have a Super Bowl and you can come to the Pro Bowl, I think it becomes a lot better than if you don't have a Super Bowl. You want to get a Super Bowl, you were close to getting a Super Bowl, and now you're watching from your couch.
You spent 4 or 5 months with the Eagles. Do you still have any friends?
Oh, yeah, I have plenty of friends. Oh, yeah, Bo Allen, Kelsey. Obviously, Jason Peters was somebody that I looked up to, even if I didn't have a personal relationship with him. I think he was a very special player because he understood that I was an undrafted guy like him, that I really didn't have a position. And after I saw, I was able to see him after games, and let him know how much I respected his game. He felt obviously a lot of appreciation for the hard work that I put in, and obviously the fact that he knows that I look up to him as a player. And so obviously Philadelphia has, unbelievable players, great coaching staff, from the result, and it'll be a tough game. Can't wait to watch it.